Eva gave, we had a whip in the studio. Now let me explain. We had a whip in the studio, and Eva, I found out yesterday where Eva put it. She gave it to Chuck, the CPAP crush. No, I'm kidding. we had a whip because the 50 Shades of Grey movie came out, and we did like a premiere, the first one.
Right.
We bought out a movie theater, and it was like Valentine's weekend.
Gave out the handcuffs.
I think I had just started, actually.
Yeah, you did.
And so I got to meet a lot of our listeners for the first time, and it was very exciting. So I thought, well, you know what? This is all about, you know, kinky stuff.
The Red Room of Pain.
Yeah. So let me go to the party store and I'll buy. Let's see what they have at the party store. Now, I'm the only person who goes to Party City for kinky props.
Yeah.
Okay. Believe it or not, they didn't have many. So I buy police plastic handcuffs.
Right.
Right. And an Indiana Jones whip. Okay.
That
was all they had.
That was.
I went up and I said, "So listen, here's the deal. It's a 50 Shades of Grey thing. What do you got?" And they went, So I get the whip, and then we do the movie premiere, and it was amazing how many women were walking in, asked me to hit them with it. And I'm like, this is so awkward for me. Like, aside from being gay, like, this is just, this feels very inappropriate. And like, I'm not supposed to, like, and then, cause I would go like the little tap and then go, oh, come on, harder. And I'm like, no. So the whip hung in the studio for like weeks. No, years.
Yeah.
And people, it was a topic of conversation. And then Eva goes, oh, yeah, I gave that to Goodwill. I'm like, what? Did you at least offer some kind of explanation?
No.
Of course you didn't. Of course you didn't. Those people must think we're nuts. Well, thank God. Actually, they don't know whose it was. They don't know that it was mine.
You could probably still go and get it, because if nobody got it, you can buy it back.
You don't think it's sold yet?
Yeah, no. No, because we're far away from Halloween. I just did it, like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago.
Well, that doesn't mean anything, necessarily, because right. I went to Party City looking for a whip in February.
Right, right, right. Somebody's like, oh, honey, we don't have to go to that store all the way down in Mass.
Yeah.
Look what I got
here. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
I love that Eva thinks she has to go all the way to Massachusetts for something like that. You clearly haven't walked through the old port that much,
have you? Where do you get that stuff?
All right, it's 7:27. Now, coming up next, I got a game to play, okay? We're here in the kitchen at Sharon and Amy's house in Portland for Blake and Eva Wake Up Your Family, and we're going to play a game. It's who is the most awful person in the room who laughs first at this story? I'll read you the headline for it in about 3 minutes after Matt Carney, who's on our stage at Old Port Fest on Coast 93.1.